Well, the MSU football team has clinched a spot in the Big Ten championship game, but there's one last home game to be played Saturday, as we mentioned, against Minnesota. Much has been written about MSU's rich sports history, and the latest entry in that arena is a book called 100 Things Michigan State Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. The author is East Lansing native and MSU graduate Michael Emmerich. Current state Scott Pohl talked with Emmerich about his book at a tailgate party before the last MSU football game against Michigan.
Well, I used to work in the book publishing business for about 20 years. And one of the ideas that I came up with as an editor there was this series of 100 things blank, blank fans should know and do before they die. And we have about 20 books in the series so far on colleges. There's also some pros. And there wasn't one on Michigan State. So I thought that needed to be rectified. So I pitched the idea to the publisher, and he said, great idea. Go ahead and write it. And so that's sort of the germination for the idea. I guess the one interesting note about this book is that it's the only one in the series that includes both football and basketball, which is sort of a testament to Michigan State's success in both sports. Most colleges don't really have equally successful basketball and football, and if they do, there still seems to be a strong preference for one or the other, but I would say at Michigan State, I would say both the basketball and football program are, you know, equally beloved. So that's why we did the combined. Of course, so I ended up with a book that was like 140,000 words because there's just so much that I wanted to put in. But they ended up editing it back, so now it's still more manageable, maybe 350 pages. So I tried to pick the 100 personalities, games, events, moments, traditions, game day pageantry, that sort of thing that I thought was the most essential. And so needless to say, there's quite a bit of material on the Michigan-Michigan State rivalry, on the Michigan State-Notre Dame rivalry, also things that you can do on game day, the walk, the drum line on Grand River, the band, the visiting Sparty, and then one of my favorites is maybe taking a stroll down Grand River and stopping in at Coral Gables, where 40 years ago, when the football program was sort of at its highest point, the Coral Gables was the social hotspot for MSU students and for the athletes. And the guy who owned it, which I discovered in my research, was a former football recruit, a guy recruited by Charlie Bachman in the 1930s. And so he bought the Gables back in the 60s and or 50s and 60s, and then turned it into a concert venue. And then he also, it was a spot where he would invite students who turned 21 to come there and have their first drink, and then to get a free pizza, and a lot of the football players were bouncers. And anyways, it was so. If you take a trip down there, you'll definitely get a feel for Michigan State of, say, 40 or 50 years ago.
The fact that we're talking today prior to the football game with Michigan, I think, is testament to your status as a Michigan State fan, because it's my understanding, not just an MSU grad, but you now live in the Seattle area, and that you flew in for this game. So you are a true Spartan.
Yes, that is true. I live in Seattle, and I did fly in just for this game. Obviously, I have to pick and choose when I can come back, and there's no better game to come back than for this one, of course. And I kind of like to tease my Michigan friends. They're always throwing their national championships in our face. And if you actually tally up the national championships between the two programs, and you use a starting point. Now, I'm using kind of somewhat a random date, but I consider the year that we joined the Big Ten, 1950. If you look at 1950 through 2013, Michigan State has 8 national championships, 6 in football, 2 in basketball. Now, national championship, I mean, and there's some of that pregame of pageantry. years ago, the NCAA had these, what they called recognized major selectors of national championship. There were dozens of them, frankly. So if even one poll selected your school, I counted that as an F championship. So anyways, we have Michigan State has 8 and Michigan only has 5, which is a stat I like to throw out on the Michigan-Michigan State game day.
All right. Well, as a Michigan State graduate and fan myself, I'm going to use your criteria from now on when judging these things.
Yes, that's what it does. Okay.
Now, the book is called 100 Things Michigan State Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. I'm going to differentiate from other books that people might be familiar with, like 100 Places in the USA You Should Visit Before You Die. Some of these things are more historical background and fun stories rather than things to do. I want to ask you specifically about the things to do that maybe pick one that would be obscure that maybe even the biggest MSU fans haven't. I never thought of doing that. Do you have one or two of those that you might tell us about?
One afternoon, and I don't know that. Yeah, I spent one afternoon wandering around looking for all of those plaques and monuments and stone markers that are tributes to Michigan State past greats. There's Ralph Young is immortalized. There are 3 students who died in Woodward. Three former MSU athletes, and there's just a little marker over there. I never knew anything about that before I actually started researching this book. Something else I probably didn't know, I know obviously the band plays before the game. They also play after the game. And sometimes they play with the other school. They do a drum-off, which I guess probably maybe a lot of fans know that. I didn't know that. The Izzo campout, which is obviously a sort of recent invention. You can hire Sparty to attend your wedding or your party if you're interested. I guess maybe that's about the rich stuff, I guess, in terms of what to do.
Well, so here we are enjoying one of those traditions, the Michigan State, Michigan Football Saturday in East Lansing. We've got a fun book, 100 Things Michigan State Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. The author is Michael Emmerich. Thank you so much for talking with me, and good luck.
Well, thanks a lot.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.